Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to give you my review of the new DC Warner Brothers film starring Ezra Miller, The Flash. This one is kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It has Michael Keaton as Batman, Sasha Calle as Superwoman or Supergirl, whatever you want to call her. This film was kind of crazy. Like I said, it has a lot of issues. And I will give you my full thoughts right after this. So starting off with the good things about this film. Ezra Miller, who plays Barry Allen in The Flash, he plays two different versions of this character because he splits open the space-time continuum and creates a multiverse where there's two versions of himself. And he is completely believable in both performances. Both versions of Barry Allen, both versions of The Flash, he is excellent. He is by far the best thing about this movie. He is the emotional heart of the film. There are very powerful emotional scenes between him and his mother, especially the one in the grocery store at the end. It's incredible. Some of the best acting of his career. And it definitely seems like Miller is having lots of fun playing both these characters. And, like I said, is the best part of the film. His relationship with his mother, like I said, drives the story forward. It's his motivation. It's the most powerful aspects of the film is, if you're gonna reduce this film down to its very essence, it's about a relationship between a son and his mother. I know a lot of people were excited for this film, or this film had a lot of hype because it has been in development for literally a decade. And, it had Michael Keaton coming back, reprising his role as Bruce Wayne for the first time in decades as Bruce Wayne and Batman. And I have to say, he just slid right back into that role like he never left it. He played this character with ease and such relaxed confidence. But unfortunately, he doesn't really bring any more depth or anything new to the character. He's just playing a continuation of that character from the movies from the late 80s, early 90s. So I think if you're a fan of Michael Keaton, you won't be disappointed. Keaton does seem like he's having a lot of fun playing this character. I mean, it's kind of a big part of his career, playing Batman. He's very popular. He's the first, not counting that campy Adam West movie from the 60s, he is the first Batman on the big screen to really be taken seriously as a serious character in those Tim Burton movies. And you can tell that he really liked sliding back into that role. But that tone, his tone, kind of that, cartoonish, late 80s, early 90s style of superhero doesn't really mesh with the more modern style that Ezra Miller is bringing and Sasha Calle is bringing as Supergirl. There were some lines, some callbacks to his previous film. The I'm Batman line was great. It was perfect. It was timed perfectly. The audience that I was in literally cheered when he said that, and I thought that was really cool. But then they essentially repeat that same beat later with the "you want to get nuts, let's get nuts" line later in the film, and it just kind of fell flat. I didn't really feel like it was necessary. The audience didn't really respond to it like they did with the I'm Batman line. And he essentially delivers both of them in the same way. So I just kind of felt like that was thrown in there unnecessarily just for nostalgia. And the fact that Michael Keaton is even in it, I think, is nostalgic, to say the least. But outside of that, like I said, he doesn't really bring in anything new. But he does kind of provide a nice balance with Barry. They do have a bond over the death of parents, and I think Keaton was better as Bruce Wayne in this film than he was as Batman. You know, there's some moments between him and Barry about their dead parents, and the, you know, those kind of conversations and connection between that kind of grief and the reason why they are superheroes is because of their dead parents, really elevates the film to a more emotional point. But it wasn't enough to really save this film for me. I mean, the special effects are really not great. They looked really bad at some points. They looked very cartoonish. And I know later the director and the visual effects people came out and said that they tried to explain it by saying, like, oh, when Barry is running fast, when the Flash is running fast, that's how he sees it. And I think that's a total cop-out. I think they were just trying to save face that it was bad, and they didn't want to admit it, so they just kind of explained it away. You know, the Supergirl effects, though, were good, and I think Sasha Kaye gives a good performance as Supergirl, and I know James Gunn took over the DC, and they're resetting everything. They're starting with a new Superman movie in 2025 or whenever it is, 2024. They're going to just reset everything. So this movie doesn't really matter in the greater scheme of, like, the overall universe that Warner Brothers and DC is trying to build. It's kind of like when Christopher Nolan took over for Batman after Batman and Robin. He did Batman Begins. Like, those films are not related to each other, so they're kind of, James Gunn is going to reset this whole universe and this whole story. Taken on its own is good, but is not leading to anything else. It's not leading to any other future films, and nothing's going to be connected to it. So taken on its own merit, I think it's okay. I really liked seeing Michael Keaton back as Batman. I really enjoyed Ezra Miller's performance, but I just think overall the story was kind of convoluted and confusing, and the special effects, the CGI, was very distractingly bad, and it flopped at the box office. So I don't know. I can't really, in good conscience, recommend it unless you are a really, really big fan of Michael Keaton, or a really big fan of The Flash. Specifically, you might enjoy this film more than others, but for general audiences, I would just say it's not worth it. Just skip it. But thank you guys so much for listening. You can subscribe here for new episodes. You can check me out on Twitter at SMG Reviews. And you can follow me on my film blog, 1001filmblog.com. Thank you guys so much for listening once again, and I will catch you next time.